Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. Yet another amazing guest here this morning we have for you. We are going to bring her in just a moment. If you want to get a text message reminder every time we go live, you can text right to your phone. We'll send a little text message right at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, WUL to 813-296-8553. We'll leave that on the screen there for you for a moment. Text WUL to 813-296-8553. This morning, we have a mom. We have an entrepreneur. Oh, there's my text message right there. We have somebody who is in real estate and has done many things, including bartending, temp jobs, work for an insurance company. And we are going to figure out and learn why she started an online business, what she's been up to, how it's been going for her, and what we can learn from her journey. With that being said, Dawn, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
We are actually live now.
Good.
Where are you calling in from, my friend?
I'm calling in from Freehold, New Jersey.
Freehold?
Freehold.
Freehold. Okay. Thought it was like Frijole bean.
No.
All right, my friend. Well, hey, tell us why somebody with so much going on as you would want to start an online business. What led you here to wanting to get into this in the first place?
I think because no matter what I have going on, everything we do depends on some kind of income, period. Yeah. So the fact that I have 1,000 things going on does not negate the fact that I still need to bring in money. We still need to bring in money as a family. So knowing that I have all of these things to do and places to be, like I still need to be able to make money wherever I'm at.
Yeah. Money, money, money.
Always. Everything.
Money. It's annoying, isn't it?
It really is. And I just keep adding to my pile of things I need to do and things I need to pay for. So I'm like, okay, need a new stream of income. So here I am.
Now, what did you do and have you done or do you do outside of digital marketing?
So my entire life, I've done a little bit of everything, really. Whatever I could do in that moment. I had my first son when I was 19. So college wasn't a thing. I went right to work. Even then, working one job was not enough. So it just led me to take temp jobs, to gain a skill, to take the next temp job, and take that skill to there, to there, to there, you know, to be wherever I felt like I needed to be, I think. And then, of course, I was like, then old enough to be bartending. So I was like, that's quick cash and I'll do that. But Anybody that has done jobs like that, when you make money fast like that, you spend it just as fast. And you're not really thinking about, you know, down the road because you're like, oh, I made 500. I made 1,000 last night. I'm working tomorrow. So I'm just going to go live my best life. And that's how I lived for a lot of years, not planning.
Yeah.
So I've done a little bit of everything, and the last probably, I don't know, 15 years or so, it's been all automotive based. We have, we were wholesaling cars, my husband, and then we started an auto transport business, and then we were retailing cars, which we still have a retail business. Mm. But, you know, we don't, with regard to the auto transport, we don't drive the truck. So my business depended on somebody else showing up to work. And that didn't always work. And, you know, we ended up finding out that the liability was greater than the income, you know, like the stress and the liability of that, of somebody else showing up to do their job so I can do my job. Yeah. Just wasn't worth it. So we still do that, but we really found that money in the arbitrage. So we have our customers and we put the work online and somebody else does the work and we make a small piece for doing literally nothing.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Any way to make a buck, right?
Any way.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to do what you got to do. Well, I love it. You know, you're at the beginning of your journey. When did you start taking the challenge?
So I want to say it was September of last year.
Okay.
September I started, and it was recommended to me by a friend of mine who followed Caroline. Mm-hmm. And I think they had been watching her for a while and then brought it to me because I think they were a little scared to take the leap and try to figure out what it was. And, you know, so they brought it to me. Mm-hmm. And of course I was like, move out of the way. I'll figure it out. Let me see what this is, because if somebody's going to do it, I want to do it.
Wow. Okay. There you go. Go get her mentality. So what resonated with you as you were going through the material?
Day four of the challenge.
What about it?
Broke me down, because I think that was where you brought in Rich Dad Poor Dad. And it's like the first 7 years of your life being the programming. And that just, like, I was like, okay, I'm meant to be here. Mm. I'm meant to be here, because that is all of this shit that I've heard my entire life, basically. Mm. You know, like when I wanted to go to college, it was, who do you think's paying for that? Really? You know, like, never trying to help me, but really being like, don't do that. Do this. Just go to work. Just do this. Don't dream big. Don't work three jobs to support yourself. You know, like that was what I was told.
Yeah.
Basically that I was crazy for wanting anything, for not settling, and for, you know, chasing something bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No. And that's something that's so common that pretty much everybody has heard. And I think it's one of the things that makes us skeptical of unique opportunities when we see them, because we've been programmed, brainwashed, whatever you want to call it, to really only think in a one track mind, which is, you know, be a good boy, be a good girl, get good grades, go to school, graduate, be quiet, don't make too much noise, get a job, and just shh, you know. Yeah. Just, you know, park away as many acorns as you can, you know, if you can. But really, the majority of people that I grew up around, I found out were living paycheck to paycheck. And that was sort of the norm. And we're one medical emergency away from financial devastation. And I didn't really know that. I didn't really know that, because everybody put on a really good face, a good front. Everybody just kind of held it together. Those were personal affairs that people talked about privately. They weren't talked about publicly. It was even inappropriate for me, I remember, to ask somebody how much they made when I was in how did they get paid? What did they make? Don't, that's rude to ask. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I guess it still is, right? But it's like, we never really learn about money, and we never really learn what we're going to need in order to actually get ahead and not be in this sort of paycheck to paycheck, robbing Peter to pay Paul mindset. Does that resonate with you?
Absolutely. And I know plenty of people that are still doing that. Yeah. You know, I live in New Jersey, which I heard on the news the other day was like the second highest, you know, cost of living in the U.S. I heard it on the news in passing. So if that's actually the truth, I mean, I feel like it's the truth, because I know what it costs me to live here.
Right.
And, you know, in an age where, you know, whether it's real estate or car sales or digital marketing or a lot of the things that I have experience with, I can literally do them anywhere. But yeah. I'm choosing to do them in a place where it's costing me my neck to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where your roots are, right? I would assume. I mean, that's where you've grown up, or where your family and friends are. And we're, a lot of us are in that situation. So it's difficult to move away and sort of design our lives, especially without the funds to be able to do so. If you had the funds, maybe you could have, you could have more flexibility. But living paycheck to paycheck creates this, you know, this sort of invisible shackles, right? To where we look free, we appear free, but we're really kind of tied down. And that's why I think this idea of being location independent, being financially free, you know, is so attractive to people, because we've never really heard these terms until recently, the last decade or so. You know, it's in having the internet being exposed to new ideas from new people. Had you ever tried any internet marketing, any digital marketing before, anything like that? Or is this your first time doing anything?
First time doing any internet anything. I have obviously, well, not obviously to you, but I have previously promoted people's businesses, you know, like my best friend, you know, one of my best friends owns a hair salon. She does my hair every Friday morning because I'm literally a walking billboard. And for the last 20 years, I can't tell you how many people I've put in her direction, but it's the same thing because I'm in business. When I have a good relationship with another business, I always promote them first, you know, so whether it's my friend or whether it's a restaurant I ate at, or whether it's another business where I had, you know, exceptional service, or I just feel like they did a really great job at what they do, I always promote that. So, you know, and I looked at that and I'm like, you know, I could certainly be getting paid for that. Yeah. So, you know, that was another thing that I looked at, and I'm like, I'm doing this anyway, so let me figure out how to do it like this.
And yeah. Yeah, for sure. And you know, one of the things that I always say is that you're already doing, you know, information marketing, specifically affiliate marketing, just not getting paid for it. You know, right. A great example there. As you've gone from learning to launching, what has been one of the biggest challenges for you? I mean, has it been a mindset thing? Has it been those limiting beliefs that you were referring to from the day four training? Has it been, you know, technical overwhelm? I mean, I feel personally like everything comes back to mindset and limiting beliefs, but how have you experienced it? What has been your challenge? What is something that stands out to you that you could share that maybe somebody else could relate to and not feel so alone?
1000%, it's getting out of my own way. You know, feeling like I'm not important enough. Who wants to hear that? You know, like who wants to hear this from me? What makes me the authority on anything, you know, for anyone else? And, you know, when I started this, I jumped in right away, had everything set up within 3 weeks, and then started posting. And, you know, from when I started posting, about a month later, we started construction in my house. So, you know, like the trending sound in my audios, and I made a few of them where you can hear hammers like in the background. It's so awesome. Like trending audio, at least over here, you know? So it was like, it took me out of the groove that I was in, I felt like, and then life happened and holidays happened. And then I'm like, well, was anybody really watching me anyway? What am I doing? Am I doing this right? And then, because again, you know, I was out of my office, out of my creative space, like out of my routine.
Yeah.
Because of the construction, because of the holidays, we travel a lot because we have horses and my daughter shows. So it's like all of these things that take me out of my routine and my creative space. And then I'm like, well, is anybody listening anyway?
Yeah. Very relatable. Very relatable. I mean, I wonder how many people listening can just relate to that. Part of the show is really just hearing, you know, the real experience of people in the beginning of this journey. I mean, everybody remember that 90% of you are in your first year of doing this ever. And it really, it's like, think about your first year of living, being on earth. You know, I mean, you are a walking, talking, bumbling, stumbling, you know, drooling, crapping your pants, you know, I mean, all the things, right? All of them. And yet we want to do something brand new, like start a business, which is a total a totally new journey that requires commitments in growing and learning and evolving and making mistakes and failing forward, hopefully, and not quitting. But we want to be perfect. You know, we want to be perfect. And we also, because we've had all this amazing training, life training all our lives, right, that have instilled all these limiting beliefs in us, we have a hard time actually having examples. That's so relatable. It's like, is anybody listening anyways? I mean, would you believe that I think that sometimes as well?
No, that would not have been a thought that crossed my mind.
Yeah, I know. And yet here you are comparing your insides to my outsides. We all do that. You know, we compare how we're feeling, which is anxious, insecure, to how somebody looks on the outside, confident, they got it going on, they never doubt themselves. And so that makes us doubt ourselves even more because we're comparing ourselves, and there's so much to compare to. Social media is evil in that way anyways, because whether you're building a business or not, and you're looking at other people, you could just be looking at other people not building a business and comparing your body, comparing your marriage, comparing your life, right? It's just there. It's a thing. It's not just that's one of the things we have to realize. It's not just this that's like, oh, I you know, there's so many people that it's like, that's everywhere. That's social media. This is, you know, honestly, if I could go back, it'd be a really tough decision. If I could go back and be in total control of whether social media ever existed, right? Because on one hand, it's this great gift. It's this opportunity that we have to, on the other hand, it's like, it can be so detrimental. It can be used against us. We can use it against ourselves.
Right.
In this comparisonitis that we get so easily fall into. I love that you said that. That's vulnerable and courageous. What was it like for you to get on video and begin to, you know, create content and put yourself out there? Was that a challenge for you? And how have you gotten better at that?
It was definitely a challenge because I'm the mom. So I'm the one behind the camera taking pictures of everybody else in my family. And I'm not really a selfie person per se. Like that's just not something I do. But it's like, I was forced to do that. And thankfully, like, there's no shame in my game. Like, I do not come from a perfect background. I have fought and fought and fought for everything, you know, and everywhere I've been. And I'm good with that. Anybody that knows me knows, you know, if you really want the answer, to ask me, because I'm not a liar. I don't sugarcoat it, you know? And I think that, like, a lot of people I see want to do, like, faceless, or, like, want to hide their, you know, their posts from friends or family because they don't want anybody to know. And I feel like that has been the biggest blessing for me. Mm. Because where I see a lot of people struggling to have people in their funnel, or they're not getting the hits, like, I have that. And a large part of it is people I know. And that has been the biggest support for me, is those people, you know, on my personal Facebook and Instagram that are like, I don't know what you're doing, but I love it. And, you know, like, can you tell me this? What is this? Would it be good for this? And, like, that has really been the biggest support. And I put my business out there. There's a lot of people that, you know some things in my background or about my family already, but I don't feel like there is any purpose to me hiding any part of who I am to anyone.
Yeah. Well, unless you wanted to get more traffic, right? You wanted to just do a faceless theme page to get more traffic. We actually happen to be doing a training on that right now. We're going to be doing a training. If anybody wants to attend that, I'm going to put the link in the chat right now, in the banner up across the, because you're right. On one hand, I think that it's very useful to build a personal brand. I think it's very useful for people to learn to get on camera. This skill is not going away. It's not something that, you know, we're not going to go backwards. We're not going back to Barney Rubble. in you know, only doing belly to belly handshake deals, with, you know, being on Zoom, being on FaceTime, for God's sakes, you know, just shooting a video for somebody, being able to just record something that's going on and send it to people can sometimes be such a valuable way to communicate versus sitting there trying to text it or explain it to them over the phone. Just pick up your camera and say, hey, I'm going to show you this real quick. Hey, do you see it right here? I can't tell you how many times that's been a useful way to communicate with somebody, but also what we're doing right now. I mean, just, you know, being on camera, letting people see you can be such a powerful, it just adds that visual aspect, which is one of the five senses, right? Right. It's just, you know, and most people are visual people. They want to see it, want to see you, they want to see it done. On the other hand, there's other ways to create traffic, which is creating theme pages where you are not particularly on screen. Some of you need to start by doing something like that first, just to get rolling, because you're so terrified of being on camera. Maybe you've got a job, or maybe you just want to add an extra stream of income. Others, you included, Dawn, and I applaud you for this, are jumping right into it and saying, hey, look, I'm going to get on camera. I'm going to get good at this, and I'm going to get comfortable at this, and I'm going to push through it. And, you know, my friends and family are already showing support. I'm going to lean into that. You know, that is a unique experience. Most people, I think, struggle with their friends and family, knowing about them. They have fear about it, whatever the case may be. So, you know, I applaud you. I'm happy that you have that support. What have you learned about creating content that's improved your content and allowed people to get more invested, pay more attention, you know, build a more engaged audience? What comes up for you around that?
I feel like it's a lot of times it's never the stuff that I think it's going to be. It might be, again, like random videos about my dogs or my hair or my car that got stolen. Like it's stuff that I don't, you know, think is really going to be what it is. But when it comes down to it, it's that, like, it's the stuff you don't consider to be a big deal or the things that you just are not looking for that end up connecting with people the most. So, you know, sometimes it's getting on there and just talking about a whole lot of nothing, talking about my snoring dogs, you know, under my desk, you know, keeping me from concentrating on something. It could be anything, you know, it's just getting on there and doing it.
Yeah, you're right. The videos oftentimes that you don't expect to do well. For those of you who are, you know, wanting to, you know, or may not have gone through the training or may just be drawing blanks, one simple technique that you can use when it comes time to create a video or videos, besides looking at what other people are doing and sort of modeling, et cetera, is think about a story and a point. And one of the things that I've always tried to do is never make a point without telling a story, never tell a story without making a point, right? So if I am going to talk about my sleeping dog, how can I use that as an analogy? How can I use that as a segue into making a point or giving a call to action, right? Hey, my dog here is sleeping. He's snoring. Maybe you can hear him. It's actually pretty annoying, although I love it and I love him. And I wouldn't rather have it any other way, right? And that gives me a segue into talking about what maybe growing an online business from home, right? And some of the skills that I've developed to be able to do that. And if somebody wants to learn those too, you know, if I'm doing dog training, maybe I'm doing some sort of dog training affiliate marketing. I've got a theme page or a page that's about that. I've got my dog snoring. And I use the, hey, he had a great training session this morning. Can't you see? He's tired, right? You hear him? Let's get down there and listen to him. Hear those snores? Those are big old tired snores. You know, if you want your dog to be nice and relaxed during the day like this, tired, not running around, there's three simple exercises that I do with my dog every morning that take 5 to 10 minutes. They make all the difference in my day. Little construction never hurt anybody.
It's like so, just on my head right now.
Yeah, well, you just told us about that. It's clear you've got a lot going on there. How have you balanced this with things going on? I mean, how have you gotten most people, if they did take a break or feel or get distracted, they would have not been able to re-engage? How have you stayed committed and consistent even though you have fell off the wagon or not been consistent over the entire period? What do you say to yourself? How do you approach that to get back in the game, to get back on the wagon?
I'm still taking notes. I'm still watching the lives that you do every morning. And I'm still, that's been my biggest source of inspiration from day one.
These lives. Nice.
1,000%, because you hear everybody's things. And I have pages of notes. And actually, the other day, I went looking for a password to something in these notes. And I wrote on 10/26/23, preparation for my interview with Dave. almost 6 months to the day. I didn't get any further than that headline, but I did write it out. And I put it into the universe, and here we are. So,
Love that. Wow. That's really interesting. You know, when you set something in motion, and you make it an intention that you sort of declare, write down, look at every day. That's why vision boards are so, you know, popular and powerful, because when you look at something every day, you train your brain to speak that and act that into existence. You know, you move more towards that target versus, and that's what these shows are for. I love that you brought that up, because, you know, there's so much value in having, in listening and keeping things fresh. You know, if you want to do something and you want to be successful at it, my experience is you got to get obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. You got to get obsessed with it. It's like, you can't, if you half-ass it, you're going to get half-ass results. You know, if you're 1 foot in, 1 foot out, you're going to get a 50%. I mean, maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. That's it's the old saying, you get out what you put in.
Right.
And I especially think the first year, you know, if it's amazing that you can accomplish a lot less than you think you can in a short period of time, but a lot more than you think you can over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And we overestimate our short-term goals and we underestimate our long-term goals.
Right.
And that's why a lot of times we quit early. I hope everybody's listening and throwing their hats as they're picking up what I'm putting down along with Dawn's nuggets here. We overestimate. We have unrealistic expectations of what we can accomplish in a short period of time. And that's why a lot of us quit, because we think, combined with some of the things that you so courageously shared a moment ago about, well, who's listening anyways? What's really the sense? Because we have those big unrealistic expectations short term, it doesn't happen the way that we expect. And then all the imposter syndrome and limiting beliefs creep in. And it's like, why bother? Why bother? However, if we look at it as the first year of anything is going to be obsession mode, learning mode, I'm probably not going to make much progress, but it's going to set a firm foundation, and I'm going to learn everything, like all the core stuff. Like, there's going to be details that are going to change about everything over time, but the core foundations of everything that's anything in life is always the same. Like the timeless stuff. It's always the same. You know, like being successful in any business, this included, requires the basic shit, right? It's like being consistent, battling your limiting beliefs over, like, mindset over everything. Being a learner, like learning and then applying, not becoming a lifetime learner, not just staying in safe mode. You got to take risk, right? You got to be creative. You got to take personal responsibility about for everything.
I think that with what a lot of people think is, like you said, this is not get rich quick. This is not something that happens overnight. Anything that you do, even like I got my real estate license just before COVID. So I was thrust into a market that was not normal. It was absolutely nuts for 3 years. And then like the last year, because the market changed, I didn't do a lot, but I had a lot going on here. So I really wasn't pushing it. But whether it's that or whether it's something like this, even though it's meant to be somewhat auto on the back end, there's still a lot of, you know, work that is required up front. And like you said, you're constantly learning. So that's why I make sure that, you know, whether I'm posting consistently or posting what I feel like is great content, or if I'm just putting something out just to put something out, I try to always show up for the live or at least watch it back, because I feel like that keeps me connected and it keeps me on track and it keeps me just in the mix.
I agree. What have you learned about yourself, Dawn, throughout this process?
That I'm not a quitter. I'm not a quitter, and I am smart. If I want something or I want to do something, that's a good enough reason and I'm gonna go do it. There is nothing that, you know, I'm not struggling to pay bills here. We live well, you know, like that wasn't my motivation, was that I was at zero and I had nowhere else to go. My motivation is the fact that the businesses that we run and the things that we do currently require you there in a specific place, doing a specific thing. It requires more hours than we really want to be putting in a day. It requires 6 days a week, sometimes seven, you know, and it's just not the way we want to live. So, you know, I've learned that. It's taken me a while because, again, here I am, 49. I have my daughter about to go to college, which I fully understand that at this point, it's just for the experience. So I'm okay with that. She's a great student. She deserves it. Business, finance, that's what she's going for. So whatever she gets out of it, she can take it anywhere. But, you know, I'm at a point where it's like, I am only 49. So I have like a whole nother 25 years, hopefully, of life left in me to, you know, be up, out, about, whether it's working or just living my best retired life. I don't know yet. But so like I was like, what do I want to do with this part of my life now? You know, I'm like, the things that really speak to me, which are like community stuff and social work and all of that kind of things. Let's be honest, there's no money in it, right? So am I going to really go pay to go to college so I can become a social worker or some kind of therapist and then not even make my money? You know? Like, I don't want to do that. You know, I want to do something that is going to allow me to live, whether it's here, somewhere else, because you mentioned roots before, I got them here, but it's certainly not what's keeping me here. So, you know, like I just want to be able to pick up, do what I want and be able to support myself, my family from wherever, doing whatever.
Yeah. And I tell you, I think we can all relate to that. I think we all deserve that, you know, and unfortunately, so many of us wake up one day and say, how did I get here? You know, I didn't sign up for this. And so, you know, it's an honorable, really admirable thing when I see people in the older that we are, that we're trying new things, the more awesome I think that it is, you know, like 49, you're a spring chicken. I mean, seeing people, and I am too, you know, I feel grateful. I've seen people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, even 80s, you know, learning, doing these things, trying things, learning new skills. It's inspirational, you know, and, you know, again, going back to that first year of really leaning into learning skills, developing skills, like realizing, like Francis, thanks for sharing your age with us. You're 61. I mean, you've got your whole life ahead of you, for God's sakes, you know? I mean, you mentioned living, you know, 75, 50, 25, 49, 25 more years. I mean, you know, by the, within 10 years, friends, there's already an incredible amount of medical technology that's keeping people alive for a lot longer. And the other thing that I've noticed, again, very, very non-data driven here, just my experience, is that, you know, another way to stay alive for a long time is just, like, don't ignore signs from your body, go to the doctor. And I think within, you know, 10 years, we're going to see the age, you know, the average age of life greatly increasing. And so, you know, why not in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s learn? It doesn't mean that you have to have the goal of becoming a multimillionaire, but learn. What the hell do you have to lose? What do you have to lose to dedicate a year to develop some skills? I mean, at the end of the day, this is not, you know, an MLM or something where, you know, this is not a job where if it doesn't work out, you get no benefit from it and you have nothing to show from it. These are transferable skills that we're teaching here. And I recommend you all learn these skills, whether you learn them here or somewhere else. I mean, they're not going away. Like I said, we're not going back to Barney Rubble. We're not going back to business cards and networking meetings. I mean, for God's sakes, the pandemic changed everything. I know I need to be able to make money from home, because I will be damned if the next pandemic or zombie apocalypse or whatever the hell comes next. We live in a crazy world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm locked at home. I'm going to be waiting on a $1,400 check from the government. No, thank you.
I have had plenty of people reach out to me, again, mostly people that I know, and ask me, like, is this something that I can do? First of all, they don't realize until I speak to them that it is an education, and they think it's like a job offer of some sort. And I'm like, no, you know, this is something for you to take, you know, to learn how to market maybe a skills that you already have, but turn it into something online. Yeah. I've had friends that are attorneys reach out to me and ask me, like, well, what about this? You know, and then I do the research, because then that makes me think, well, like, how can this work for them? So, like, I did a whole, like, series of, like, bridging the gap for different professions, because, you know, for the attorneys, I'm like, you know, when you think of digital products, I'm like, think LegalZoom. I'm like, you can create, you know, like, that's stuff that you can create and do, and all these other different avenues. And I literally outline it for them and then send it to them. And I'm like, this is how this can work for you. You know, sometimes it's a program like this that connects the dots, you know, and it's like, all right, well, you know, for real estate, I'm part of a team. We have meetings every week, and, you know, we do all of these presentations on how to fill out an offer and how to do this and how to, and I'm like, and I said this to my team leader, I'm like, you should be making money doing that. You should be putting this all together in a course, because for real estate, individual agents, it's hard. It is hard, because you go to real estate school and you learn all of this stuff that you don't need to be a real estate agent. It's all legal stuff that you learn, you know? So when you get out, it's all of the practical stuff that you use day to day that you need to know. And I'm like, you can literally be putting together a course and or holding classes online and selling the knowledge that of the things that you're already doing for us here, just record them and put them together. I'm like, but this, you know, like, I'm not the authority on how you should do that. I'm like, this is what you need to do to put it all together.
Yeah, you begin to, after you put, where the hell, I got them this morning, my friends. I got them this morning. Oh my gosh. That's why that person's posting all those videos online. Oh, that's how that channel is making money. Oh, that's how that 18-year-old became a millionaire. Oh, that's how all those ads pop up on my Instagram feed. And before I know it, I'm buying crap truckloads of shit at 11:30 at night laying in bed. That's why all of a sudden I'm getting all these videos on my timeline about said specific topic. This training, this knowledge gives you the ability to see how things interact and work on the internet.
Yep.
And suddenly you find yourself looking at what other people are doing. And that's, I want to tell you, man, that is exactly what I started doing as I was learning, as I was developing my own success. I was also beginning to look at what other people were doing and have ideas. I just started seeing life and seeing business through the marketing glasses that I was developing and sort of growing on my face because of this knowledge. So I congratulate you, and I love that you've watched the show. You're on the show this morning. It's been fantastic, Dawn. Like, you rock. You're a rock star. Keep up the great work. I can't wait to see like how you continue to build, and check in with you here in a couple of months. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, my friend, have a great day. Stay legendary. Okay. Thanks for coming on this morning, inspiring us all.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Dawn. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, my friends, you can follow Dawn over on TikTok and Instagram as she grows in this journey and continues to build her business. She's only just a fetus in this growth. She's not even crawling yet. She's got such a bright future, and it's because of her approach and her mindset. So follow her as she gets into her toddler stage and then her teenage stage. And then her adult stage, right? Which happens quicker and slower. Doesn't take 13 or 18 years, right? It can take 13 or 18 weeks or months, right? Depending on a variety of things, but mostly the dedication and consistency that you have. And she certainly got that. The consistency may have lacked there a little bit. She owned that and knows that. And what great self-awareness. But the dedication and the perseverance is clearly there. And she's an inspiration for, you know, how to stay engaged and how to follow through and how to do hard things. And, you know, it's a pleasure to be connected with people like her and learn and be inspired by her. And that's what I do this show for. And thank you for coming on and joining and listening and learning right along with me. Hope she gets a chance to come back and watch some of the or read some of these nice comments that you all have for her. Thank you so much for being so supportive and awesome. We love you all. Thank you for being so honest. And you think I'm a comedian? Damn, Mia. That's so nice of you. I think I'm the funniest guy I know. But then when I tell jokes, sometimes I look around and it's kind of like crickets and tumbleweeds. And then I start to rethink my comedy career. And I just stick with marketing. So what are you going to do? But hey, at least one person would come to my show. So thank you for that. Thank you all, my friends. Once again, just wonderful. Very, very supportive comments. Great insights, Dawn. I agree, Judy. She's just absolutely on fire. And it's a Rivera says, I'm an embryo. Oh my God, that's funny. That's funny. You're an embryo in your journey. Well, you go on. You go with your bad little embryo self. All right, my friends. Meet us back here tomorrow for another edutainment. Bill Mad Dog Teeman says edutainment. You're good. Thanks, brother. You too, man. All right, we will. We've got some awesome stuff that's coming as well. Just real quick for all of our, you know, our raving fans and followers and members of our community, customers, even our affiliates, my friends. Okay, you know that we've had some changes we've made. We've updated, we've grown, we've evolved here over the last couple, since the beginning of the year. That's actually been our whole goal since the beginning of the year, despite other events that have happened. Steady brushing the haters off. It's all good. Hey, you know what? The more successful you become, the more bigger of a target you have on your back. Every year we work on a new element of our business. This year it was about really evolving our affiliate program to have the right people promoting our products out in the marketplace, even if that meant that we had to cut ties with certain people who were bringing tons of traffic and revenue into our company. Sometimes you have to break yourself down to build yourself back up. And so we've really done a lot of that over the past couple of months. As you know, we turned off our affiliate program. We're getting ready to open that back up. If you're a previous affiliate of ours, you're going to get an email. Look out for that. Okay. If you want to get back in and promote our services, you're going to have to sign an updated affiliate agreement. You're going to have to watch a compliance training, but look out for that email here over the next 24, 48 hours. We're also going to be coming out with a new challenge. That's right. All new content inside of our challenge. And it's no longer going to be a 15-day challenge. It's going to be a 5-day challenge. Yeah, a 5-day challenge. Okay. It's going to be $5 for the 5-day challenge. All new content, some of the best work we've ever done. I'm really, really proud of it. And you all are going to love it. So if you're an affiliate, so are your customers. As you know, with everything that we do, if you own the challenge already, you're going to get an update. You're going to get all of the new updated content for free. You're going to get all of it for free. So you're not going to have to rebuy that, repurchase that. That's just going to be updated in your back office. So you're going to be able to go through that and soak all of that knowledge. A lot of people like to go back through our challenge. If you're currently going through the challenge, you're going to be able to stay with the current challenge that you're on. And then it will update to the new one once you're complete. Okay. So a lot of exciting things that are happening here. Get dialed in. Get ready. We appreciate your patience. We appreciate all of your commitment. We appreciate your commitment to our compliance initiatives. We appreciate your commitment to blending conversions with compliance. We want to be doing the right things for the right reasons. We want to be around. We want to not only be a beacon of education, inspiration for how to market successfully, but also how to market with integrity, how to market following compliance guidelines. So we can, you know, protect ourselves, protect you, and teach everybody how to build a good, solid business that stands on a good, solid foundation. And so thank you all for that. Thank you for being so supportive. Thank you for understanding. And you know, thank you also for understanding the fact that there's been a lot of, you know, huge promoters that have been partnered with us here over the last year or so, who we've had to make tough decisions to part ways with because they were not on the same page in terms of the direction we were going with our compliance initiatives. It is what it is. Okay. It is what it is. Sometimes you got to, again, break things down to build things back up. We want to be partnered with the right people. We want to be partnered with the people who have the same goals, visions, values that we have. So no, it's not going to be called the 5-day challenge, Janice. Just like it's not currently called the 15-day challenge. It's called the online business builder challenge. The new challenge is actually going to be called something different. You'll see that when it goes live here. We're just putting the finishing touches on a few of the videos and the sales pages, and we're going to make that, live, here within the next 24 or 48 hours. So just look out for that communication. We're going to be going crazy in the Facebook groups. We're going to be going crazy in your email inboxes, letting you know about all of that in more detail and just giving you access to everything. So yeah, just wanted to make that announcement to everybody here at the end of the show because it was all about Dawn and her story here at the beginning. We're also doing a faceless workshop, okay? Very affordable as well to get into in the case that you want to. We're going to be doing these kind of one-time workshops a lot in the future. So just be aware of that. This particular workshop, you can go. I've put the comment in the chat. Join the Faceless. You can see it. It says join the Faceless Faceless Following 1 day workshop here. You can click that link in the chat and you can go over to that page and register for that if you want to attend that. That's going to be a really powerful one-time workshop where we're going to teach you everything you need to know about that in one session. It'll be a 2 or 2.5, 3 maybe hour session. So not a big long thing. We just want to give you everything that you need in as short amount of time as possible. And lots of exciting things going on here. So just watch your email inbox for our emails. This is the place to get learned up. This is the place to get trained up. This might be a great opportunity for you to unsubscribe from a lot of distractions, things that are confusing you, overwhelming you, and get back dialed into to what we're doing if you've strayed a little bit or been distracted or had shiny object syndrome. Because what we're doing here is proven to have created success stories. It's a proven process. It's a proven system. And it boils down to three things: the right information from the right people in the right environment. That's what it boils down to. The right information from the right people in the right environment. And it's about people over profits, for us anyways. That doesn't mean that we're a nonprofit organization. It just means that we're looking at our number one goal is to help our customers have a positive experience and to actually learn what they need to have success and get results. And it's not going to be guaranteed overnight. It's not going to be cash grabs or here today, gone tomorrow. It's going to be the actual skills, the transferable skills, the skills that you need to build a long-term business in the information game, selling information, selling digital products, selling coaching, selling events, and doing affiliate marketing. All the things that we've been teaching for the 7 years nearly that we've been in existence here, we're continuing to double down on that, right? Because it's not going anywhere. We're just trying to teach it to you in quicker formats, just the way that we've always done it, right? So this is a time for you to get distraction-free, dial in, tune in. And if you've been doing affiliate marketing, you want to launch your digital product, you want to launch a coaching element, all of that training is here. All of that stuff is here. Get dialed in, get focused. You'll be amazed what you can build just in the rest of this year. By the end of this year, you could have, you know, really built something awesome for yourself if you dial in and focus now. All right, my friends, we will see you tomorrow for another episode, as always, of Wake Up Legendary. Look out for all of our exciting emails, announcements in our Facebook groups. And we look forward to continuing to rock with you. With that being said, thanks again to Dawn. You can find her, follow her, connect her with her over on TikTok and Instagram at mid_life_marketer. Midlife marketer. mid_life_marketer. Thanks again to her. Awesome session. Awesome show. We'll see you guys back here tomorrow for another episode. Peace.